and welcome to Still No Mox. I'm Sawyer.
I'm Mike.
I'm Caitlin.
We recorded a really cool interview with our good friend TJ about his legacy list pairings and his vintage list.
His vintage Trigon Predator deck, which there's not many people playing that nowadays.
It's a lot of fun. So we hope you guys enjoy the show.
So land grant, forest, Tinderwall, sacrifice Tinderwall, play a wild Cantor. Ritual, Balustrade Spy, Conjurer's Bauble.
Wait, no, sorry.
No.
Balustrade Spy is...
You would need to...
Black. That's why your ritual. Yeah,
just play the Balustrade Spy first and hold on to the thing, and then...
You would need to float the red.
Okay. Cast the Songs of the Damned, because you also have to have that in your hand.
Yeah.
This is not a deck you could just, like, hand someone and be like, here, yeah, you can play this, and then they're going to sit there and they're going to be like,
I've seen an act like
I have no lands, and...
A high-grade version of this.
A five drop
Fall Spells.
And
Yeah.
I think this version might be better than that.
No.
I don't understand this.
It's fine. You don't have to.
Trying to figure out how this deck works, and we have no answer for you folks. Yeah. Thanks for listening.
We're still no So, ones. Introduction, league updates, talk about your league list and your super cool Trigon Predator deck, and
pat each other on the back for a job well done.
Okay. I'm excited to hear about this Trigon Predator deck that I know nothing about at this point.
It's a lot of fun.
It's a lot of fun.
A whole lot of fun.
Wonderful.
Sean could use updates, but still tons of fun.
Oh, I honestly, like, not even update. The list was wrong. Like, just...
Right,
I knew it at the event. You know what I mean? I was like, this card is not right.
Which one?
Like, Sylvan Library, for example, just...
Oh, yeah.
It was just a poor choice. Since it's a Divining Top, I just literally just didn't need it. Not playing Mana Crypt. That's stupid.
You can play Mana Crypt, why wouldn't you?
Well, because I only had a total of nine colorless mana. Like, in the deck, period. Everything was colored, so I was like... And that was across six cards. So
okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like,
but one of those cards was one of my key pieces that... Well, actually, both of those... There were key parts of the...
Yeah, like Liquid Metal Coating...
No, it's done.
Comes into play off of Mana Crypt.
Right. And Trigon Predator, the colorless matters. Like, I should have been... If there was a card that was like a zero drop, made one mana, I should have been playing. Just for the Trigon Predator. Like, it would have turned into so many more turn one Trigon Predators. Which were abysmal for every opponent I played.
I imagine it would be. Because if you're at a vintage event and you're playing with power, like, you're going to be playing with a bunch of people playing with power.
Yeah.
So.
Unless you're me.
Get it.
Then I play no power.
And then even the people who aren't playing power... If they're not playing Dredge, they're just playing a shit ton of other artifacts.
Yeah. Like, I had a big update from the first time I ran my budget list, and I included Mana Crypt and other things like that, because I didn't have them the first time I played it. So. But it was still super fun. I think we had one pre-episode where we talked about it.
Yeah. But,
you know, I'll just bring that back later.
Bring it back.
Yeah, because it's the only vintage deck that I'm really familiar with.
What, mine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, outside of, like, the vintage cube that we have, but I only ever played humans, so it was, I'm familiar
you
with...
You ever played two-card Monty?
Yeah. No. Chris played that a lot, and...
I hate that thing so
Yeah, it put me off to...
Oops, I win.
Yeah.
No, I love that deck.
I hate that deck.
I love that deck so
it's
much.
It's great.
No.
Gross.
It's a great deck.
It's awful.
Yeah, it's the only ever, like, real vintage deck I've ever held either, so.
I always draw, like, two ley lines and a painter's servant.
Oh, no.
Like, that's always my hand.
You're that. Like, cute, I've got two ley lines and a painter's servant.
Not that plus a wheel?
Nope. No.
What was it there?
two Helm of Obediences and a grindstone.
Like, well, shit.
A bunch of dark rituals.
Like, guess I'm taking your creatures.
Yeah. Let's see.
And then my opponent's like, turn one, Oath of Druids. And I'm like,
shit. Yep. Actually, it's fine as long as they don't have the land yet. But they probably have the land, knowing how magic works.
And my luck with two card Monty.
Yeah.
I've never had, like, super bad luck with two card Monty. Which is probably why it's one of my favorite decks.
It's also one of the most expensive ones.
No, every time Chris played it, it was...
Yeah.
I figured, like, PO Storm would just be the most expensive.
It plays things that PO Storm doesn't.
There's some Goblin Molders in there. Like, and what bad cards? One Wheel of Fortune?
No, just other, like, reserve list expensive shit. Let's see.
Ley Lines are cheap now.
Why is two card Monty not a category?
Because it's not played very much.
Because it's a bad
It doesn't win very much.
No. If you don't have it turn one, if you literally, like days, if you don't have it turn one, like if you can't mill them out turn one, you're not winning. It's just
no,
not happening.
I won't play that.
You just Wheel of Fortune and hope they draw into actual nothing.
I don't play on hopes and dreams.
That's what the deck does anyway, considering that you're trying to get one.
You're trying to get two
parts
cards
of the combo.
And the means to play them.
It's literally what you're doing.
You're just a hope and a prayer. I suppose it would mulligan fairly well.
I'm playing card in this list.
Especially now with the London mulligan.
Yeah.
Let's see.
From TCG player, 26,000.
From Card Kingdom, it's 71,000.
That's because they're, like, doing shit.
The high prices
just,
for the...
They could just have different grades available.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right.
Cards that are that expensive. You know, if all they have is a BGS 9 Lotus, then...
Well,
it's
getting calculated.
Affect the price. Drastically. Was that for a PO, or...?
That was for a two-card Monty deck.
26K, damn. I wouldn't have expected it to be that much.
No.
Oh, a little bit more expensive for the most recent paradoxical Esper.
Yeah, that's like the current.
27,000 for that one.
Yeah.
So they're running the same.
What are they playing black for?
Demonic Tutor.
Oh, yeah.
Bolus of Citadel.
Fuck you, bitch.
Eat cool. Shit. I'm playing my Bolus of Citadel on turn one.
Yeah. I mean,
oh, that's cool.
I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah.
You've done that. Yeah. Yeah, you've done that with your commander deck. So that's a good line.
Oh, man. This version of Painter played in Underworld Breach. The list for that one was...
Man, let me tell you about my testing with Underworld Breach.
Please
it's going
do.
Great.
Dude. That card is insane.
That card's going to get banned.
That card's going to get banned out of Legacy.
Yeah.
How long? Next big event? Oh, wait, they don't do big events for Legacy.
Yeah, I was going to say, really, whenever they get around to it, probably, because...
I'm going
to
say by the summer.
It's...
By June.
It's real good. It's really good. You can do shit with that card that...
I saw Trent lightning bolt somebody to death because he just had his library in his graveyard and a lightning bolt in an Underworld Breach. Oh, I can...
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's how he gets around... Fuck, what is it?
Is it exile 5 other cards or 3 other cards?
So it's another way to win, like, 4. Just mill himself out, and then you have enough chaff to pitch to keep casting Lightning Bolt.
Oddly enough, kind of the same probably reasoning why I've been thinking about playing a Grape Shot.
Yeah.
Because it gets around the fucking summer thing. Veil of Summer.
Yeah.
Bolt.
Oh, yeah, that's what he's getting around, Veil of Summer.
Everybody's playing this shit in the deck.
Yep.
Yeah, because you grape shot for 5, and then you grape shot for 6, and then they're dead.
Yep.
Yeah.
Ah, good times.
That's pretty cool.
It's not. It's gross. I think I like how my deck's being built right now, but it's still, I gotta figure out how to get more wins against...
Is there a chance to do a... a surgical against that? Because after the spell resolves and all of that, you hold priority again. It's in the graveyard, but you've got priority again. So correct. You just go cast it again, and then it goes onto the stack, because you can't surgical in response to the cast
correct.
From Underworld Breach.
No, you will not be able to surgical. You will not have time to surgical
it. And it's an instant, so unless they go to change phases...
Grape shots of
and they
grape
shots lose all the mana. Oh yeah,
great shot. Great. I'm thinking, but anything.
If it's
anything,
bold, then
yeah. There's nothing. There's you're not going to be able to circle the card that they're casting. Mm-hmm. But the card that they're making mana with.
So there are options. Respond sure. to that. Okay.
Yeah. If they go to do something else without having it in play.
Yeah.
Because if it's in the bin and then they cast something else, then you can attempt to surgical the artifact.
God, even though. No.
And they could just cast another instant and exile it if they have more in their deck and they just fail to... Or, and then.
If it's an instant that you're trying to surgical, they can just cast it in response anyway. But...
this is another reason why Rite of Flame is really bad.
It's a sorcery.
It's a fucking sorcery. I can't do little tricks with it. With Underworld, with Underworld Breach, I'd be able to do so many little fucking sneaky things with it. Like you could actually leave the bolt never stranded... by casting the bolt, holding priority, cast a ritual.
And it's like splicing onto Arcane from your graveyard.
Basically.
Yeah. Sean's head hurts.
Yeah, that's...
this is graveyard stuff. I don't... this is blue magic. No, it's red.
Sean's interaction with the graveyard is sending his original Dark Depths there when he makes a 20-20.
So what's the most part? Yes. What's the list you're settling on now? Like, what feels best?
What am I playing or what am I settling on? Because I'm still like testing a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
So,
what do you think is the best so far?
My exact Dimir storm list -1 breach, -1, or -1 pass in flames +1 breach, -1 dark petition +1 brain freeze. Seems like just the best place to be. It just gives me the additional route while more or less just leaving the entire rest of the deck intact.
Yeah.
And it was already, like, stupendous.
Yeah. Thoughtseize and
Enter. And there's very few lines where Pass in Flames is better than the Underworld Breach. So I feel like swapping them out. I do miss the panic button of if something goes wrong after I pass in flames, it's still in my graveyard to flashback.
Yeah.
Like, we were playtesting that game, and I was hellbent, but I had it in my graveyard.
So it was okay.
I drew a tutor, and I was like, tutor, Kabbalah Ritual, flash this back. Do the thing.
Yeah.
So, with Underworld Breach, you don't have that, because when it's in the graveyard, it's just dead. But other than that, it just seems better. And plus, cutting to a total of... 5 converted mana cost out of my ad nauseum deck just feels so so wonderful. I definitely dropped a game in the league this time around.
Just hitting.
From hitting Dark Petition off top.
Oof. Rough.
Under ad nauseum. It's just like, okay, so now I'm at 4. I was at 9. I thought everything was going well, and I don't have what I need yet, and I'm dead.
We're in danger. That's what that is.
Yeah.
Man.
So I finally got a win in the league. That was cool.
Me too, yeah.
Aha! I played against Nick, who's playing Big Zoo, circa like when was Rancor popular in Vintage in Legacy last?
Infect still plays it.
No.
Oh.
Anyway, so there was Wooly Thoctars and Rancors, and Nick fit.
Sounds more like an old extended deck.
Yeah.
More than, like, before it was called Legacy.
Right.
Yeah, I went 5 games with him because Nick Fit doesn't deal with Wooly Thoctars that well in my mostly, like...
Oh, and was he playing, like, a decent amount of basics?
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. So. He was playing a decent amount of basics, and it was just, like, when he has a Wooly Thoctar who's a 5/4, and then he puts 2 Rancors on it, that's kind of hard to deal with.
Yeah, your scrolls don't block that.
They don't block
does.
Nearly as well. I had to block with all 4 squirrels one time on 1 creature to kill it. It was great.
It doesn't sound great. No.
Wait, what format is this?
This is Legacy. This is Legacy. I had.
I love that you put my squirrels to use.
Really yeah, did. It was great. They won a game or two.
Good.
Good for them.
Not many matches, but they won a game or two. Counts for something.
Yeah.
I'm going back on my promise to play tribal squirrels next time because I used my tax money to get some Grim Monoliths, so I'm going to play some kind of mud thing.
Anyway, yeah. Sean, how are you doing in the league? I am finally 1-2.
There you go.
I somehow managed to beat Lance. I think he threw me a game, but I'm not going to complain.
Yeah, he's not playing Lance anymore.
No, he really wants to play Underworld Breach. And
oh, man.
So he was talking the entire match about how he just wanted to go off and sell Lance. And I'm going, you can donate it to me. I'll play Lance.
He sold it immediately.
Yeah, I know. Like, I watched him get up after the match, go and sell it.
I was not bullshitting when I said immediately. Like, he immediately.
No, it's not even what I did to him. Fucking, it's that he's the kind of guy that when he wants to play something, he just wants to play that thing. He doesn't give a fuck about whatever else he's got in front of him.
He just bought so much of that deck, too.
Lance is not the deck people think it is.
No.
Tyler thought that, too.
I played it for a long time. For a good while after Tyler did.
It's decent. It's consistent. There's a lot of ifs that you gotta think a couple steps ahead to play.
It's fucking boring.
Yeah.
Like, it is. Because there's so many situations where either whatever board position you've created, your opponent just isn't doing anything, which is boring, or you can't do anything about anything, and your opponent's just doing whatever they want, and you don't have a lot of responses. So it's like boring either way.
And I mean, a deck that tries actively to win the game through Punishing Fire is going to take a really long time.
Yeah, yeah, and that's another thing. This situation is dragging on, and you're not doing anything. Either you're not doing anything and you're winning, or you're not doing anything and you're losing.
I don't want to play that.
It's not fun.
No.
The Land's Mirror is great too because you're both not doing anything
until the other losing.
Yeah. Until the other person gets like the one up surgical extraction more than you have, or the one up interaction that. You don't have, then you're both just staring at each other until one of you breaks parity. That was my experience. I played it in some side events in Richmond at the first SCG Con. I played against Lance twice, and I was sitting there just talking to my opponent about the same exact thing where it's like, all right, well, I'm going to go for it. You got the one up? And I was like, yep. And then next game. Same words, but repeated to me. You got the one up? Yep.
Yeah. Good times. None of that sounds like fun.
No.
That's why I tried to spice it up with that really, like, wild, like, black-green, all the fucking tutors and
Entombs.
Yeah. And
Entomb puts the card you want in the graveyard.
Yeah.
I'd rather just scramble to make a 20/20 as early as possible.
And also, especially, like, I feel like the deck was actually... And I really wish I would have never went down, because I just listened to, like, what was the popular opinion to go down on Mana Bonds. Those were the games that were fun. When you had Loam in the Graveyard and Mana Bond in play,
and you just shit
those were fun.
Yeah, life is good.
Yeah. Three lands a turn, let's do it.
Yep.
So much more fun.
You're actually doing things. Still without doing things, but you're doing things. I'm going to get these spells back, or these lands back.
Yeah,
I'll
do
put them in play.
They all do shit that's annoying to you.
Actually, I kind of want to put that in depths now. The beginning of your end? Yeah, at the beginning of your end step, you may reveal your hand and put all lands from your hand into the battlefield. If you do, discard your hand.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, maybe you get the nuts and have literal Merrill Age combo or board
tips. That happens a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why do it on turn three when you can do it on turn one?
Exactly.
Mm. Or if you just want to accelerate your mana by two or three... Fuck it.
I don't particularly want to get rid of my hand.
You have to get rid of your whole hand, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then you play Life in the Loams and you just rinse beat.
Yeah, this
point
is no longer...
Oh, there, then you're good, but then you're
at
not
At this point,
playing.
It's no longer Turbo Depths. It's just Black-Green Depths at this point. And that's fine.
Sounds like the same thing.
No. Black-Green Depths plays Bob.
That sounds better.
It's slower. There's no turbo to it.
Oh, yeah.
Did I not mention
that's
the scrambling to get
the
a 20?
Slow
that's as fast as possible?
That's fair.
It was the slow depths variant.
Yeah. I beat Norm, so I'm still undefeated. which is a lot of fun.
So you went the final 4-0?
Yep.
I was about to tell Matt that I just wanted to play, but...
You should have. He's always down to split, and I want to break his little heart.
You should absolutely always play Matt.
Willing to lose to him.
Yes.
And make sure you always have an angel's grace in the sideboard.
But I like making him play.
Yeah, it's fun making him play.
I had to talk Norm out of selling his deck, because I 3-0'd him, and he was just fed up.
Well, I mean, he started off 2-0, was feeling really good. And then he played you, then, right?
Yeah.
Last two matches.
Yeah. Shit happens.
Yeah.
It's like, he's real soft to force will.
He's real soft to counter spells.
Yeah. I play a lot of those.
I've noticed.
I mean, Storm feels that way when you don't have a lot of experience with it. Mm. Which, you know, Norm, like, just picked it up for the league. But, and I used to feel super soft to force will decks, but... It doesn't feel nearly as bad anymore.
Well, his deck.
I know it's not great.
His deck was bad.
But you played four thoughts. He had main deck Veil of Summers. He had three main deck Veil of Summers.
Uh huh.
Jeez.
Yeah, but like.
Which honestly, I feel like should have been a huge problem for me, but Duresses and Thought Seizes
are really
good.
If he is. If he fires off the Veil of Summer, then he's cool.
I feel like that's just taking up room in his list, though.
It was.
One time I even got him with a Duress. And he tried to Veil of Summer it, and I flusterstormed him, and then took another Veil of Summer out of his hand after it resolved.
Oh no!
I was like, hey, this card is supposed to beat me, and I just got rid of both of two of them. I didn't know his list at the time. That was like a pre sideboard game, and I was just like, oh, this is our main deck. Oh no, this is a problem.
I think he was trying to meta build with the Veil of Summers in the main board.
I mean,
no, that's, no. That,
that really.
So in testing online, I'm running against that a lot. A lot. Huh. Like a scary amount.
Yeah.
Veil of Summer might get the axe too.
Veil of Summer is good, and a lot of people want to run it mainboard.
It draws a card. Like, that's the biggest thing. It's one green,
it
draws a card. It stops you from dying to most of the combo decks. It protects your combo from most of the control decks, and it draws a card for one. Like, it's...
It gets better every time I read it.
Bananas. It is bananas. Like I said, it's got me thinking about putting a grape shot in my vintage storm deck because
you need to be able to get around Veil of Summer.
Yeah.
Veil of Summer is a really good card.
I haven't actually lost to it yet. But
the threat is there.
Yeah. Like every time I thought see somebody on turn one and they have a Veil of Summer in their hand, I'm just like, oh my god.
Take it.
One of those days.
Freeboard.
I died with a Veil of Summer on the stack. Oh no, it wasn't on the stack. It got countered at EW. He was playing a blue-black storm. I had the Veil of Summer. He had the Force of Will.
Oh, God.
That's...
I hate Force of Will in that fucking...
Yeah.
In that list. I tested that recently, and it just felt abysmally bad.
Yeah.
Like, it might have been a flustered... He countered my spell.
You're two for one in yourself in a, card that...
People jam the Force of Will, so I'm not saying they don't play it.
I don't remember what it is. That's what I'm saying.
It goes against everything the deck is trying to do, which is have as many cards in its hand as it can to storm off.
Yeah, but sometimes you just need that protection. I can see it in a sideboard at the very least. If you know a Veil of Summer is going to be there.
I can't play it.
Also, it is a 5-drop in
an
Ad Nauseam deck.
And
yeah.
And it's -1. Like, you just... Like I was saying...
You have to pitch a cantrip.
So in that package, they play Daze 2, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
The Daze doesn't feel bad. It's just... I don't know if I'd go farther than Daze.
Because if they're going off as soon as they can, you force spike it. They're 5th in on mana, then... Mm-hmm. Unless they know you're planning on, you're holding up Daze, then you're probably still good.
With Daze, I feel like it's best to just never be greedy. Especially if it's a combo deck, if you can Daze something, Daze it.
Yeah.
That first ritual, Daze it. Like, don't even play. Because I'll lead people into that. Like, I'll be like, ritual. And I'll be like, not do anything.
Yeah. And by the time...
You know what I mean? now you're fucked.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah. By the time... If you try and hold off on the Daze, by the time they're casting their big spell, they've got so much mana, Daze doesn't matter anyway.
Daze is the very first thing.
No. I hate Daze.
You could have Daze in mono.
Then again, I play usually like mono red prison where I have a backup threat also. So turn one chalice, I got Daze, that's fine. You got an answer for this Trinisphere now? But my current list that I'm going to be playing, my mud list, I don't think it has that kind of steam, but... We'll see. Still testing. Still working it out.
Yeah, Daze seemed pretty effective when we were testing.
Well, It's got slim in. I got to work on how many, like, if I'm going to actually put the Thran Dynamos back in or not for the version I have now. I'm trying to make it more stacksy, so it's probably a little different than when we play, I think.
I think you're still going to be soft to me.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But I am going to go up to 4 Wastelands. Spyglasses and Wastelands.
Spyglasses is
deck now.
Really cool card. What you planning, bud?
Yeah.
No.
Let's see what you're doing. Oh, you don't have anything useful. I was named Black Lotus. That's my go-to when I know my opponent doesn't have any meaningful abilities.
You were asking me the other day about Karn, and I think I told you I didn't like Karn.
In stacks?
Yeah. And I think I do now.
Yeah.
I like Karn in my Eldrazi Tron. I like having the Wishboard.
Wishboard is really fun in Tron. I mean, you can literally grab any artifact you want out of your sideboard.
In Legacy and Vintage, you grab Mycosynth Lattice. Like, you can still do that.
Yeah.
If you're a degenerate piece of shit, sure.
So, fun fact, I played against a Stax list like that, and they were getting Liquid Metal Coatings.
Oh, yeah. No, Liquid Metal Coatings is super fun. Oh, I use that
to take care of people's lands with Eldrazi Tron.
Yeah.
Hey, that land. It's an artifact now.
And now it's CMC and, is...
Zero.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh no.
I'm gonna make that a dude for you.
Wait. Oh shit, that works.
Yeah,
exactly like that. That's,
yeah.
That's so stupid.
That's what Trigon Predator deck did.
Yep.
Was there two or three liquid metals in there?
Three.
You were playing Karn in that deck?
No, this is back later.
Karn wasn't out. I sat out the year that Karn and Teferi were restricted.
Karn and Narset.
Karn and Narset. Yeah, yeah. Not Teferi.
Yeah, you liquid metal coating their land or whatever the fuck else, and then
swinging with your Trigon.
Yeah, so I remember you had like Ancient Grudges in there.
Or Grudge It, yeah.
Yeah.
I grudge the shit out of your Tundra.
Hell yeah.
Your list for Trigon, what did that look like? Vintage.
A lot of artifact destruction. Just really looking to prey on the Shops decks. Because it was for EW. So,
right.
Historically, Shops decks
always show up on paper.
And they dominate. Right. No, it wasn't for EW. It was for SCG Con.
Right.
But we had suspected it was going to be the same people from EW, and it's always dominated, which it basically was.
Yeah. I think that event, there was Rich Shea and Andy Marketon in the top again. I think they played EW, and then they both made top for that SCG Con. With Shops.
Yeah.
So
it was definitely well represented at the tournament overall and at the top tables. And I really just wanted to prey on those decks, and I destroyed every one of them that I played. Like, hands down. And PO was relatively new to the format at the time, which I knew I was going to have a good matchup.
Early.
Yeah. And I did. I dropped one matchup to a PO Storm deck. It was pretty frustrating. Yeah, he got there before I could do anything, and even through Force of Wills and...
Yeah.
And
the suite of counter spells.
Yeah.
Some people just got the nuts, man.
Yep. Sometimes, I mean, that's just how that powerful of a deck operates. Sometimes you just get there. It doesn't matter what your opponent's trying to do, so...
I don't think I've ever been turn one by PO except in testing. Every other time I've played PO with my budget deck, it's... usually I get lucky and I'm on the play, and I can slam a Null Rod or a Blood Moon, and Blood Moon hoses them to a reasonable amount. So I've always had a reasonable matchup against them. I felt almost beat Brian Koval in a trial. But then he, off of the wheel he cast, he got 2 Force of Will and 2 Blue Spells, and I had 2 pieces of hate for him, and forced both of them. So, and then the next 2 turns where I dirtled, he got there. So.
That's all it takes.
Yep.
Well, that's more than it usually takes.
Yeah.
Right on.
But yeah, the list was a lot of fun. Definitely saw a lot of mistakes that I made in actually building it during the tournament. And I had tested a lot online and had like great results. But I was just shifting around like all these one of cards like so much that I just feel like certain iterations of the deck, cards felt strong or stronger than they would in different iterations of the deck. And then when I finalized my list, basically, you know, the night before the tournament, it was kind of an amalgam of
both of those
multiple iterations of it. So there were a couple cards that just really lacked. Sensei's Divining Top shouldn't have been in the list at all.
Just became awkward because you're trying to make the best of both.
Yep. And with not playing as many rocks, because there were some rock versions where I played like the full power suite, but I really like trimming it down to just the actual colors I was playing in the end, which made like Sylvan Library bad, just because
right.
when I was dropping it on turn one, it felt super powerful with, you know, dropping it on turn one with the days and a force to will back up, like next turn I'm drawing, do whatever you want, I'm going to counter literally anything and everything, and I'm going to draw three on my turn, and that's basically going to be the end of this game.
Right.
Casting it on turn two or later...
A lot more cringy.
It's a whole different card. So it shouldn't have been main deck. It shouldn't have been main deck. It actually came up where it was fantastic. I played against a like weird Planeswalker control deck. And in that matchup, it was amazing.
Yeah.
Well, because it's a good grindy card.
Yeah, exactly. Most decks are not really looking to grind.
Yeah. That's what makes it not the best game one card. There could be other things to make either you go faster or just be another hard counter to what your opponent's doing.
So what would that be instead?
Some amount of Nature's Claim should have been main deck. I did drop a match to Oath of Druids just because I should have had Nature's Claims. Like,
yeah.
They do the job against Oath like so
right.
well. And even on the play, like that's the best part about it. Even though now I would like certainly be playing Force of Virtue.
Bigger.
Oh, yeah. Virtue's the real bad white one, right?
Yeah, they're all real bad except for the blue one and the green one.
Yeah. Yeah, so I would definitely
Force of Despair is super fun, though.
The red one is defensive.
Because I feel like Force of Vigor is just such a boon for that deck. Like, that's going to... God, it's going to feel beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to Because
your entire
so
idea
good.
Is you're going to use your Liquid Metal Coat to make their shit artifacts and then...
Yes.
Fuck your artifacts. Because Trigon Predator, every time it hits, you
destroy.
Well,
the Liquid Metal Coating is like really more or less just to put the game away. Because
this is vintage. So there's a whole bunch of artifacts
exactly,
on the field
exactly.
at any given time just because vintage is vintage.
Exactly. So early game my artifact spells are typically in almost every matchup hitting actual factual artifacts.
Mm-hmm.
And then
eventually getting to a Liquid Metal Coating and taking care of
land.
You need to give them artifacts for you to continue destroying them.
Uh-huh. Yeah. This sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, I'm blowing up so many artifacts, they eventually run out, so then I have to make do.
You gotta help them out a little bit.
Yeah.
Just swing them for two. Maybe four. Who knows?
Being able to take care of two on their turn one is huge.
Was their main deck Ingoturer as well, or no?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Three
Ingoturers. When they run out of artifacts, you have a 3/3 for five.
Yeah, definitely did that. Even if they don't run out of artifacts, if you got five mana and they're already on the back foot, you still blow up an artifact.
Still does his thing.
Yep. Yeah, I definitely killed people with Ingoturer. Just because they had no permanence.
3/3 is a really good strong creature in Vintage.
So how are you doing in the league?
In the league, pretty good. I was first seed overall after going into the final round, drew with my opponent. So I'll probably go into top as second seed. So yeah, really well.
Stormy things.
Yeah, playing like hella basic storm list. More or less just Dimir. Two red cards main deck are Pass in Flames and Empty the Warrens. And everything else is just cantrips, hand hate, rituals, and tutors.
Yep, pretty good. Well, it's kind of spicy. You've got three basics in there.
Yeah. I mean, I cut the green completely, sideboard and all. I know a lot of people are doing Veil of Summer in the deck. Xanthid Swarm has always been kind of a staple sideboard card. I've replaced that with Hope of Gyarpur, which gives a little bit more of a tell to my opponent, but does the same thing.
Right.
Yeah. And does damage as opposed to Xanthid Swarm.
Correct. Correct. So could be relevant. I've never had that actually be relevant. I have blocked a Meryl Age with him before. So I don't even remember if I won the game, but I definitely blocked a Meryl Age with it. So
hell yeah.
I like to hope I won that game. But yeah, I do wish that I would have tested Underworld Breach a little bit more before settling in on a list, because I've been testing that card a lot, and it's real, real good. It's real
insane.
Strong. Like it is, but not playing it this go-around. Probably a mistake. Still doing well. Actually, I probably would be better off with the current list versus in any Underworld Breach, because in my testing, it's a tricky card to play with a lot of times. I mean, sometimes you just have the nuts and it's elementary as hell, but I definitely got to a point where, like, oh man, I need to cast this card again, but I can't. That was unforeseen. Or any little bit of graveyard disruption makes it more difficult, whereas as long as Passing Flames ends up in the graveyard, I get another chance later.
Mm-hmm.
So, panic open. Yeah, really, really cool card that I'm looking forward to playing in the future, although I think next Legacy League I'm going to play a completely different deck, but we'll see.
Cool.
Now for something completely different.
Yeah, well, we have a bunch of Thassa's Oracles now.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, but I don't want to play. I thought it sounded fun for a second, but
in Storm?
No.
Or inverter deck.
I was gonna put together a black blue reanimator deck. And I was gonna have a Thassa's Oracle kind of sideboard plan. Although not very well fleshed out. It
sounded like a lot of fun.
It does, but
that's it.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm not super into it. Plus it sounds difficult to pull off.
It lets you win through graveyard hate. Which is pretty cool for reanimated.
Yeah, yeah. So I mean, yeah, that's definitely a positive. I just feel like you could find easier ways.
probably.
Hitting somebody with a Gristle Brand.
Solid plan.
True.
All right. I think it's time for TJ to go. Yep. We gotta review Caitlin's stuff, and then that'll be all she wrote for tonight.
Yep.
All right, TJ, thanks for coming.
Yep. I appreciate coming out.
Wonderful to have you, and you'll be able to listen to yourself on Wednesday.
Nice.
All right. It's going to be a good time.
Cool.
Thanks, all right, man. Yep. Okay.
You have a good one.
Get the update from Caitlin now. Through all our bullshittery.
Caitlin, how
you doing? How's your league gone this week?
How you doing?
Well, I did win swiftly in less than 20 minutes against John Stewart. Because, yeah, because Chalice is a thing. And once you Chalice on one and two, he literally just scoops. And we go to the next game.
Chalice on one really hurts his deck, and then
Chalice on two means he literally can't cast anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I did that on turn one game. I had three Simians in my hand, and
oh God,
two Chalices, jeez, and a land that made two, and I was like, okay,
oh, fuck,
I'm gonna do all this shit, and then he just looked at me and was like, yeah, that's game. And I didn't even sideboard when we went to, because he did win one game, because I just didn't have it in my hand. Like, my whole plan that game was to hurry up and slam Chandra on the field, and it wasn't fast enough.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I had already mulled down to three, and I was like, all right, so this is the game we're playing, land, Chandra. Hope we draw something else to get there, and didn't get there, but that's fine, because the last game was turn one, Chalice on two, and...
Yep. Again? Jesus, that's six mana. That's insane.
That's rough.
Yeah.
That's oppressive.
It's fun.
Well, it's that way.
You like being in charge, don't you?
I do. Yeah. I do.
Very cool.
And John Stewart was just kind of like, yeah, I figured this is about how it would go. Either I had it in hand and you didn't, or you had it in hand and I get to do nothing.
Yeah.
It's real fun playing against Burn for the same reason, because you Chalice on one, Chalice on two. The only spells they have left, maybe, our exquisite Firecraft and
Fire Blast
and the enchantment Sulfuric Vortex.
I also got to kill him with Fiery Confluence, and he did not know what that card did.
Oof.
I cast it, and I was like, you'll take six. He goes, what? I was like, yeah. I was like, I get to pick three. I can choose the same mode more than once. I was like, so you're going to take 2, 4, 6. And he's like, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's after I had Chandra'd him with small Chandra that turn and had given him three emblems with the other Chandra by the time we got there. And I was like, he was at five, and I was like, I'm just going to Fiery Confluence you.
Just end it now.
Yeah. It was fun.
Well, good for you.
Yeah.
Sounds like a party.
Yeah.
Now so we get to play.
How many points?
How many points do I have? Mm-hmm. I am now 2-1. I did lose to Norm in game 5 because of a misplay that I made.
Oh, that felt good.
For
those who didn't hear it, I popped my shoulder.
Okay, I thought you farted.
Good for you.
Yeah, I was concerned.
If you farted,
for
we all
moment.
Need to leave.
Oh, man. No, just popping my shoulder my wonderful swimmer shoulder.
Nice.
Yeah. Feels great. I don't even have to do anything. I feel it rolling around in there.
Yeah, right.
There we go again. I can just keep popping it too. That's
bodies aren't supposed to do that.
No. No. That's what I get for swimming for most of my life.
Yeah.
Swimmer's injuries. Fuck my knees, fuck my shoulders. It's a good time.
Man, and the military recommends that for like
Great for rehab. Stuff.
Yeah.
Great for rehab, but if you're a competitive swimmer for like and you're not going to the Olympics, you might want to rethink this for a little bit. It's fun, yeah. But like don't go too hard.
Michael Phelps is a weirdly shaped body.
Yeah, it's like torso. He was designed for it. He's all torso and feet. Uh-huh. Have you seen his feet?
They're huge.
I've seen the picture of him smoking a bong.
Hey,
I have seen that picture also.
He still deserves those medals.
Absolutely.
Winners don't smoke pot. Champions do. That was our episode for today.
Sorry, guys.
It's fine. This is what we do, man. Like we talked about mummy dust, and now we're talking about the Olympics.
Indeed.
This is a diverse podcast. We're diverse as fuck.
Well, Caitlin, good luck in your next round.
I think you're gonna win it, right? So you have to win to move on?
Yes, I have to win to move on. Whoever wins my match goes on to top four.
Awesome.
And we'll be playing me.
And we'll be playing Sawyer.
I'm in first place currently.
Hell yeah.
12 points. Still undefeated.
That makes me unsure if I want to win or not.
No, you want to win.
You definitely want to win, because if he doesn't have a counterspell for your Blood Moon, he's kind of fucked.
I definitely would rather play
against
you than Reginald, so.
Hmm. Dueling force of wills aren't as fun, huh?
You can't use, but you can't use days with blood.
I run a single island.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, you do.
Well, I'm not running Blood Moon. I'm running Blood Sun, so it still makes mana, but you won't be able to fetch, or if any of your other lands do things other than make mana.
So you'll be able to use your days against her.
Just no fetching or wastelanding.
But my tropical island still makes blue.
Your tropical mm-hmm. island will still make blue.
You're perfect. Left.
I'm about it.
Yeah.
You do your thing.
I just want to play red things and, you know, a Thought Not Zero on turn one.
Yeah. Having all my blue is way better than having one blue, hopefully, if I get it.
Yeah.
So I'm all for it. Yeah. I don't need to wasteland you. Just everything makes mana. We're good.
Yeah. Everything makes mana.
We'll be okay.
All right. Well, I'm Mike.
I'm Sawyer, as always.
I'm Caitlin.
I'm Sean.
And TJ already left. It's been a great night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks for checking in on us. Give us some money on Patreon. I'll post the link somewhere. Also, there's a Twitter you should follow. Still no mocks on Twitter.
I still think we technically have an Instagram that we're not going to use maintain or update.
Yeah, I haven't touched it.
We'll get a picture on there eventually.
Ooh, we need a emblem, a logo.
Mm.
So Mox Tantalite's, I think, a good base.
I also think it's copyrighted.
Yeah, most definitely. I'm going to get my part-time employee who does, like, art things on that, but there might be dicks in the picture, so we might not be able to use it.
We'll burn that bridge when we get to it.
Well, yeah. No, it could be a Geiger thing. H.R. Geiger, mm-hmm. He hid dicks in everything that he did.
I'll just specifically tell him to hide a dick in it somewhere. And we could run a contest whenever we like put it up and be like, if you can find the dick first.
or if you're a listener and you feel like looking into drawing things like H.R. Geiger did and hiding dicks and people having sex in your art for our logo.
Once again, I don't prefer Cronenberg.
You said Cronenberg, and all I could think was Rick and Morty's Cronenberg. Yeah. Like mutant-ass people.
Yes.
It's body horror.
Yeah.
Huh.
Things like The Thing.
Yeah.
Anyway. Do The Thing. Thanks for listening. We're still no mocks.
We are still no mocks.
We are.